This is the Grace Point Daily Podcast. My name is Jeremiah Johnson. I'm so hot out. I don't know if you can see my shirt in this video. I'm profusely sweating because we are melting in Southwest Arkansas right now due to the high temperatures everywhere. So the moral of the story is if hell is really hot, I don't want to go there. So anyway, it's so hot right now. All right, let's have some fun today. I am going to pose a question to you to stimulate up some debate, argument, if you will. Let's just have fun with it. Let's roll with it for just a second. Here's the question. Should you listen to Donald Trump, your pastor, or Jesus? Maybe all three. Maybe Jesus, Donald Trump, and then your pastor, like me, Pastor Jeremiah. Maybe, I don't know. Okay, let's just have fun with it for a second. I found this article. Check this out. This is interesting. Out of Axios.com. It says Trump voters trust him more than their families, religious leaders poll. And this is what it said. Trump voters are more likely to believe the former president is telling them the truth than their friends and family or religious leaders, according to the new CBS News YouGov poll. The big picture, the poll finds that Trump continues to dominate the race for the 2024 nomination, with 62% of likely GOP primary voters supporting him, while only 16% said they would vote for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. I'm not going to tell you who I'm voting for, but you can talk to me about it. I'll tell you. The poll sheds light on why Trump support within the GOP base is so hard for other candidates to shake. By the numbers, among those who are at least considering voting for Trump, 95% believe he fights for the people, like me, while 99% believe things were better under Trump. So here's one, and then I'll move on. Among those who plan to vote for Trump, 71% feel that what he tells them is true, higher than the results for friends and family, 63%, conservative media figures, 56%, or religious leaders, 42%. I'm a pastor. We're at the bottom of the barrel here, guys. What's the problem with us pastors? So should you listen to Donald Trump, your pastor, or Jesus? And so I'm not, going to play the political game. I just thought that was an interesting stat. I actually heard that on a podcast. Then I went and looked up the article and I was like, well, that's very interesting. But it brings me to the obvious answer to the question, or what should be the obvious answer to the question, is Jesus, right? So that brings me over to scripture, which I want to read to you out of John chapter 10. Maybe you heard this one before, but let's check it out. John chapter 10 says, I tell you the truth, anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the sheep gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. And so that's what we're going to hang on just a moment here, the recognition of God's voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know what? They know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration didn't understand what he meant, so he explained it to them. I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the enemy's, that's the devil's work for all of your lives, my life included. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. Thus, Jesus died on the cross for us, guys. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and doesn't really care about the sheep. Aren't you glad that Jesus actually cares about us? Unlike whoever, politicians, other people, I am the good shepherd. Jesus is saying this over and over again. I know my sheep and they know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. So I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep too that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice and there will be one flock with one shepherd. The Father loves me because I sacrificed my life so I may take it back again. No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have authority to lay it down when I want to and also to raise it up again, for this is what my Father has commanded. So we go on this, Jesus is using this illustration and he's talking about that the sheep, which we should be, the followers of Jesus Christ, we'll follow him because we understand and we know his voice. And so should we listen to Donald Trump, your pastor, or Jesus? Clearly, you should listen to Jesus. And I hope you have a God-fearing, God-loving, Bible-preaching pastor. It's a good idea to listen to him as well. But the primary focus of our individual Christianity, me included, again, I'm a pastor, okay, is we need to learn to hear, know, and acclimate ourselves to the voice of God. And as I'm thinking about that, you know, because I've had the discussion before, how do I hear the voice of God? You know, it's only, really the only thing I can come up with is through time spent with him in prayer and in his word. That's the only way that you can learn to acclimate yourself to the voice of God. And so I want to give two illustrations about hearing voice recognition, if you will, is that number one, I have a bunch coming to my head, but number one is when I was, my daughter, Gabrielle, was young. One time we were in South Dakota traveling to the other side of the state. We lived on the east side. We're going to the west side. And we stopped along the way. We stopped at a restaurant. I take her to the bathroom. She's old enough to go to the bathroom by herself. But, you know, so I just stand by the door. So I know, okay, go to the bathroom. I'll be right here by the door. I'm not going to leave. It's going to be okay. I'm not going to run away. So the great, evil, bad father that I am, I'm like, oh, I'm going to hide around the door. So when she walks out, she doesn't see that I'm there. I wonder what she'll do, you know, and be scared or whatever. So she comes outside of the door and I'm not there. And so she's like, yeah, dad. And then, you know, I'm like, I'm over here. And it was just a cute little moment of the power of understanding father's voice is that even though she could not see me, she knew where to go because she knew my voice. She knew the sound of my voice because why? Because of time spent with her dad. She could understand the sound, the tonality, then fluctuations of my voice. And so she was able to follow it. She was able to find me. Okay. Illustration number two is I'm not a big Jeopardy guy, but how many of you are Jeopardy fans? What was it a year or two ago? There was a guy that set the all-time record for Jeopardy and he was just crushing it. And they're like, how are you doing this? And it was so cool. One of the things he said is that he said when he was a kid overseas, he was from a military family, he would listen to Jeopardy all the time. He listened to it for days, weeks, months, years, you know, right? And so the reason he said he got so good at Jeopardy when he finally got to the game is because he knew Alex Trebek's voice inflections so well. So not only did he know the answer, but he knew when to hit the button because he knew Alex Trebek's voice so much from just listening over and over again. So I give you that encouragement today. That's how you learn to hear the voice of God, by listening over and over, time spent listening over in the word over and over again. And that's how you hear the voice of God. So guys, I'm not bagging on Donald Trump. I'm not bagging on pastors. I'm just saying the greatest voice in our lives or that we should learn, know, and acclimate ourselves to is the voice of God. We can learn and know the voice of God. It comes through listening and it comes through time spent. Those two things, spending time with Jesus over and over and over again, listening to Jesus, listening to his word over and over again. And that's how you begin to know his voice, because there's other fake and there's other false voices. You know, it's kind of like I have a Alexa and, you know, once you set that up, you have to say things over and over so she can acclimate herself to your voice. But you know, you can trick it. You know, it's trickable. I think it was one time, or my kids or something imitated me, or I imitated Pastor Rachel. It was one of those things where like we were able to fool. It was Alexa or Siri, one of those two things. We were able to fool, right? So that's why we have to make sure that time spent listening in the word, time spent listening in the word, time spent listening in the word, so we can acclimate ourselves to the voice of God, because there are a lot of fake voices in this world. So the question is answered. Should you listen to Donald Trump, your pastor, or Jesus? I shouldn't put it in that, because then I'll get in trouble. Listen to Jesus. That is the best thing that you can do, okay? Think about that. Look, check out that article. Very interesting. Read that scripture again. Let God speak to you. This is the Grace Point Daily Podcast. Listen to us, watch the videos, subscribe to the YouTube channel, support us at gracepointag.org, and I'll talk to you next time.